sound like trouble unless I've caused it. Watch out, world, because I'm shining brighter than ever. Life is a journey, not a competition. Diamonds aren't a girl's best friend. Champagne is. I'm no fool, but I don't mind acting like one.
Fake news I can handle. Fake people, not in this life.
Keep your standards high and your stilettos higher.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Unreal Housewives podcast with Nick and Malk. I am Malk.
And I am Nick.
And we are back, friends. Surprise. After what feels like an eternity, Nick McLachlan, we're ready to go.
How long has it been? I should have gone back and checked, but it's been, I mean, obviously 2 years that we prefer not to talk about, but
I think 2017 was the last season.
Mate. Well, when did we do Sydney, RIP? Was that the last one we did?
Probably. That would have been, yes, because I think there was Sydney season after Melbourne, and there hasn't been Melbourne for some time. Controversial. That's what we come to know and love from our blessed housewives. And we are back, friends, for this entire season of The Real Housewives of Melbourne. Season 5, Nick, it's going to be massive. And because it's a public service we provide, we're here to podcast all about it.
We don't want anyone to miss out on what's going to happen. And can we just say, game on, Moles?
Oh, God, please. Already we've got a champagne dame. We've got shine, shine, shine. We've got Gamble, who is just unaware of everything and breeding.
And yoga. There's so much yoga.
So much going on. I cannot understand it. Now, this year we're taking a little bit of a different tack. Yes, for those of us that are tuning in live, you can join us every Sunday night straight after the episode, which airs at 8:30 Daylight Saving Time, 7:30 Queensland Time on Fox Arena. We'll then be jumping straight into the magic of the internet to deliver our views and to talk about and recap the entire episode straight after it. So about 9:30 Daylight Saving, I think that makes it 8:30 Queensland Time.
8:30 behind time, behind time.
The before time. And we're going to be just absolutely running rabid about our glorious ladies and everything that's about it. I'm so pumped, Nick. Now, importantly, for those that only listen via podcast, that's okay. What it means is the podcast will come out probably Monday morning, but please join us because you can join us and chat and tell us what you think and say hello and all sorts of things. Exactly. For example, Nick, like our friend Natasha Kovac, who cannot wait to join us.
And, oh, hello, Jasper.
Yes. Oh, look, we're so excited. Jasper as well.
I know.
What has Jasper got to say?
Mate, we have technology up the wazoo this year.
So we are so in love with ourselves, it's not funny. Jasper says, your podcast is my favourite thing about watching Housewives. Welcome back. We do have to say them out loud, Nick, because the audio people that listen via podcast can't see.
They can't see the messages. No.
No, but we're stoked that people can join us. Nick, how have you been, first of all?
Oh, look, really good. Free as a bird up here, but still locked in in Queensland. Other listeners might remember that when we previously did this, Malk and I were in the same city. Malk has sea changed to the Republic of New South Wales.
Yes. What used to be known as the Republic of Gladstone and now has like three T's in it. I don't understand how to say his name properly.
Yeah, can we not? But no, I'm going well. I've moved house, so I have a new background.
Wow. So have I know.
I know. Look, and I have a ring light, so obviously I'm now an influencer. I know.
If only we can deal with the glare in our glasses, we'd be great.
Is there a thing that can stop that? Because it's very.
You just have to look down and look all sort of Angela Rowish.
Oh, I can't be doing that.
No. Oh, and I'm getting ahead of myself, Nick, because I've just already spoiled it. Not that everyone doesn't already know. From the great list of faces along the bottom of the screen, not only are the ladies back, but there's only three of the original ladies back. Who's returning, Nick?
So returning the OGs, Jackie Ovs.
Yes, shine.
Glorious Jackie. Janet and Gamble, God love her. Janet is living the life. We won't spoil anything before Sunday night.
She has landed on her feet.
Oh my God. I mean, I feel like they're all doing well. So only three. Oh God, I should really turn off my notifications, but you know.
Oh, mate, look, look through the window, people. We've broken the fourth wall already. Let's not worry about the notifications. Done. So there are three returning
three OGs. And going to say, not missing the other ones.
No.
Who shall remain nameless? No.
Just quick sidebar. Yeah. Did you manage to catch up with the launch with Joel Creasy last night, Nick?
I haven't yet. No, no. You sent me the link, but I haven't yet.
So it's worth, friends, if you can find it, and I might sneakily share it. It's worth having a look at because it's basically this, right? It's a glorified Zoom call. But Joel runs out. He asks particularly the OG ladies, who do they miss the most from the past Housewives? Yeah. And he just lists them all out. Like he lays down who was there, why they were good, why they were bad. And at the end, he just absolutely tops it off, says, funny how nobody said Chica. And Jackie tries to defend it and say, I didn't mention Chica because she's so beautiful and amazing and all of those sorts of things. And to be fair, she is. I mean, her husband was on Q and effing A on Thursday night.
No.
Yeah, Bruce Keyboard, I don't know if this week or last week, but he was there talking about COVID and opening up and stuff. Look
Still, don't go on Q&A.
No, God, no. But it was great to hear them absolutely hang shit on Petit Fleur, on
Lydia.
Gina, Lydia, my God. It was pretty amazing. And
honestly,
and look,
love
them. Oh,
the only previous cast member that I miss is Figaro. So
yes,
you know,
no more Figaro.
Misses little outfits.
I do still have a screenshot. I'll have to bring it in to the show on Sunday night. Just RIP Figaro, our own little in memoriam just for past ladies. Now,
okay,
it can't be the Real Housewives of Melbourne if it's just those three, Nick. Who else?
It can't. And we have a stellar cast. And seven is a lot of housewives. We have four more housewives, only three of whom – small spoiler, we meet on Sunday night. Mm. So we meet Cherry.
Yes.
We meet Kyla.
Mm-hmm.
And we meet Simone. Now, fun fact, Simone was a late addition to the cast. Now, the fourth new housewife who we will meet in the second episode, but who's previewed, so we can say that it's Angela. But Simone's a very late addition to the cast. Now, before the world of COVID crashed down upon us, my last trip on a plane was to Melbourne to the original launch of
ladies' announcements.
That's right, in February 2020, when it was, you know, COVID was just a glimmer in our eyes. Anyway, Simone was not there. She was not part of the new cast at that time. So she's a late addition, which I find very interesting.
Yeah, they did make a little bit of noise about that in the launch last night with Joel Creasy, with Simone basically saying that it was the day before filming started that she basically signed on.
I read an interview where she said that, yeah.
There is heartbreak aplenty for Simone. So, of course, Jackie is drawn to her. The Angels have got all sorts of news for her.
The Angels have been very busy, just quietly.
Oh, my goodness. We don't want to spoil Sunday night because we're going to go deep, deep, deep and hard into all of the things for episode one. Then we do hope you can join us. Just off the top, Nick, who is your favourite housewife OG and that's in the crew, and who's the favourite new one so far?
Okay, so my favourite OG is Jackie. Yep. Always will be my favourite forever.
Hashtag shine, shine, shine.
Shine, shine, shine. My favourite new housewife, and this is based on, you know, my personal relationship with her after meeting her and having my photo taken with her, Cherry.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, look, that's really
she
good.
She was lovely at the launch. I will talk in more detail on Sunday night about who was my least favourite, and it probably won't come as any surprise. and I think you and I are on the same page. And it won't surprise me if a lot of our friends are on the same page. But we'll leave that for people to discuss.
Yes. Now, there is one little hint of controversy we need to discuss right now, and that is, of course, all of the great pictures that have come out of the ladies, the promo shots, and look, as you would have seen maybe at the top of the show, you'll see at the end, that still of them in that great triangle kind of, you know, situation puts Jackie front and centre.
And that is not a food baby.
No, no, no. She has real human beings inside her body. And that's incredible news for her and Ben. We are so stoked.
We couldn't be happier.
Amazing that IVF has finally paid off. The word is that it is twins.
I know.
I know. How good is this? The difficulty, friends, is do not go into episode one expecting Jackie to be pregnant.
And
it's so
it's been a bit clunky. Because she's very clearly pregnant, friends.
Very clearly pregnant.
That does not fit with the narrative that they're trying to create. So look, pretend that she's not, and pretend that you don't know.
Yeah, that's right. Play along with us. We cannot wait to unpack this season. Look, Nick and I've been so fortunate to see the first episode already, and get prepared for. What is going to be an incredible season of The Real Housewives of Melbourne.
It really is.
For those of us who are listening to us on podcast, thank you for continuing to subscribe. This will pop up and you'll be hearing us. And hopefully, tell your friends, get all of them involved. Like I said, we'll get the podcast out probably Monday morning, obviously after the ep, because it is packed full of spoilers.
There's a lot.
Basically, the whole episode writ large. If you have the chance, we would love you to join us on the Unreal Housewives podcast with Nick and Malk Facebook page. Come and like it and come and tune in 9:30 Australian Eastern Daylight Time or 8:30 Queensland.
Behind the times.
100 years ago times. So that you can watch us talk about it live. You can comment. We can include you in the show because we would absolutely love to do that. It is straight off the back as soon as... Coming up next, next time on The Real Housewives. As soon as that's done, we're going live.
Yes,
so you know when to tune in. If I could pay Foxtel to put up a thing that says now flip over and watch Nick and Mark, I would, but we can't afford that. We have no budget.
How can you not organise that? I know we blew the budget on my ring light.
It's about this size. That and this frame that I made myself with Photoshop skills.
Look, it's fantastic. My favourite are the little heads.
They are good. Little glowy heads down the bottom. Friends. Okay. It is so good to be talking with you again. Nick, it is incredible to be talking with you again.
It's about time.
I know. We are long overdue. This is such an indictment on us, really, isn't it? Please join us. Please join us on Sunday night, friends, or tune in on the podcast. We'd love to hear what you think. And we absolutely want to know who your favourite ladies are, your fave, and maybe the one that you think is a bit of a bitch. Let us know. It's all going to be a heap of fun. We'll see you on Sunday night. You can listen to us then either watching Sunday night or tuning in on the podcast Monday morning. I've been Steve.
Can't wait. And I am Nick.
And we will be back, friends. It's glorious that The Real Housewives of Melbourne season 5 are back. See you Sunday night.
Later.